This is Scott Beck with the Becker Business and Private Equity Update for June 30th, 2021. Two stories we're going to talk about this morning. First is building a private deal pipeline with regular guest Alex Gasevich, and second is United Airlines rebounds and goes big. So the first point of building a private deal pipeline. We recently recorded with Alex Gasevich. Alex runs a family office and is one of our most listened to podcast guests. He's a very common sense and bright, bright person. He talked about key issues in building a pipeline and finding deals for private equity and family office investors. He noted that deal flow typically comes from a cadre of long-term cultivated relationships, sometimes over a long, long period of time, that person-to-person leads to deals, leads to opportunities, and recorded stories of where different deals have come from in their family office history, and they've been highly, highly successful. But he talked about sort of long-term, one-to-one relationship building. Then he talked about more generalized efforts leading to opportunities, so this mix of both. Next, he spoke about cultivating side-by-side and co-investing relationships with other funds and family offices, both to invest in the funds and to invest side-by-side with deals with funds, and recognize there's some reciprocity in all of this stuff, that it's not, it can't be a one-way street. It's got to be a reciprocity type of effort. He also noted that it's very helpful as an investor to know where you're focused and build more resonance in that market, and to know what you say no to, so you're not wasting a lot of your time chasing things that you're not really interested in. So rather than being fully opportunistic, to know what you like, know what you don't like. Finally, he noted, and we discussed, that most of your opportunities come from proactive working relationships versus from reactively having deals drop in your lap. It's like the old adage that if somebody really wants your money, it might not be that good a deal. But again, a lot of the issues on proactively looking and searching for deals versus them dropping in your lap. The second issue we'll talk about is the United Airlines rebound, and we'll talk about 6 points related to United Airlines rebounding. United lost $7 billion last year. They're on track for the first profit this July in nearly 18 months, in January 2020. They've made plans to buy nearly 500 planes, including a new order of 270 planes, 200 from Boeing and 70 from Airbus. Their strategy relates to doubling down on the core hubs of Chicago, Houston, and Denver, and not so much on smaller routes. They're also moving away from the smaller 50-seat planes and trying to retire to 200 to 300 of those, and move to bigger flights, bigger planes that generate more profits. Right now, they have 1,275 planes in their fleet. They expect to have a net addition of about 300, so they'll be up to about 1,600 in a few years. They also made plans to hire another 25,000 employees, i.e. increase their workforce by nearly 37% over the next 4 to 5 years. So that's United plans to go big. Their CEO, Steve Kirby, seems to be a big personality guy, and we watch him on screen, and we'll see over the course of the next couple of years whether he's as good as his talk. He certainly talks a very big game and is setting very big plans. In any event, those are the two stories we're following today. The podcast with Alex Gasevich, the actual podcast will be out shortly. If you have any questions or we can help in any way, please feel free to reach S. Becker at BeckerStrategyGroup.com. We'd always love to hear feedback from people. You can also reach me, of course, at McGuire Woods or Becker's Healthcare. Thank you so much for listening to the Becker Private Equity Business Update for June 30th, 2021.